If you will open your Bibles to Psalm 20, Psalm 20. Is that not a beautiful song that that the twins sang there? Very, very good. It's always nice to know that people are using their talents for God and giving it to Him. Now, in Psalm 20 and 21, these two go together. They are both considered to be battle psalms. The 20th psalm is preceding the battle. The 21st one is after the battle has been fought and won. Psalm 20 is also it's the prayer for the battle. How many times do we go through troubles and difficulties in life and we forget to pray about it first? Doesn't it seem like we struggle more? But if we know something's coming up, we should pray about it. And that's what we see here in Psalm 20, is they're praying before the battle begins. And verse 20 is a praise for the victory of the battle. The psalm was written by David, probably during the time in 2 Samuel, somewhere between 8 and 10, where he's doing a lot of fighting and stuff and proving and beating the Philistines and many of them. We know that King David was a warring king. His sword may have been worn, but it sure was not rusty. How many of us, having the sword of God in our houses, allow it to get rusty? Sometimes we don't pick up the word of God the way that we're supposed to. But what is it that we can see, that we can learn here about what David did? What is it that we can learn that kept David going through these hard times? And it's important that we listen to the words that we see here. And we're going to be looking at other verses tonight, so always keep your finger here, but we are going to be looking at other verses. So what is it I want to see tonight? I want us to see tonight what kept David going through these difficulties, through these battles. Beginning at verse 1 in Psalm 20, it says, "The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifice. Grant thee according to thine own heart and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banner. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Save, Lord, let the king hear us when we call." Let us pray. Lord, as we open up your word tonight, I just ask, Lord, that you would allow these words to fall upon hearts that have been prepared, that are ready to hear your word. Lord, may we be able to glean from these verses how it is that we can go through battles and into difficult times and lean on you for the answers and to give us the strength that we need to get through each one of these. We just thank you so much for all that you do for us. We ask you to be with this church, continue to bless it. Lord, during these most difficult times and times that we've never seen before, Lord, we see your hand working. We see your hand moving. Just help us as we go through this tonight, Lord, and just allow your voice to be heard. We ask it all in Christ's name. Amen. So the first thing I want us to see here in verse 20 is there is a sustaining fact that we find out in the scriptures that we can always depend upon. In verse 1, the first thing that we see is, "The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble." Isn't it encouraging to know that God always hears us when we speak with Him? To know that He's there for us, to give us the things that we want. But not only is He there to hear our prayers, but He's also ready to help. Yeah, I'm so thankful that when I speak to God and I pray to God, that I know that if it's within His will, He will answer those prayers. And if we are praying for His will and we are abiding in Him, we know that He'll answer those prayers. His word tells us that. And it's important for us to remember that no matter what, God hears us. Now, and another thing that I saw here when, as I was looking through this, you know, we know God fights battles for us. We know that he's there for us. But the second part of verse 1, it says, the name of the God of Jacob, defend thee. Just his name will defend us. You know, that shows even more power what God can do for us. Just him speaking, just his name will defend us. But a lot of people, they don't realize that this fact that God hears us. Even Jesus talked about it over in John chapter 15. If you'll turn with me over there, John chapter 15. I got to remember that I'm not trying to run a marathon here. So, John chapter 15, listen to what Jesus says here in verse 7. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. You know, it amazes me there are a lot of people who like to use this verse, but they only like to use the last part of it. And the last part of it says, if you ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. That sounds great, doesn't it? You know, if you ask for something, God will give it to you. Well, there's one great, big, real important, powerful word at the very beginning of that verse, and it's a two-letter word, and it says, if. That word is more powerful than a lot of things. You know, if. If you abide in me. There's always conditions to answered prayer. You have to be abiding in him. If you abide in him, he will answer those prayers. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will. We have to always make sure that we take the whole context of what Jesus is talking about. We can't just pick and choose the one thing that we to prove what we want or to say that, well, this God said if I ask for it, he'll give it to me. No. We have to ask in accordance to his will and what he wants. That little word if is very important there. But answered prayers are always conditional with us being in the will of God and doing what he wants and doing that. But turn with me over to John, 1 John also. John, 1 John, another verse here that we can see this. 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. First John chapter 5, verse 14 says this, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. Now, first we saw that we had to abide in him, but notice that second condition is according to his will. If we're abiding in him and it's according to his will, Those prayers that we ask for, if all those precepts are met, that prayer will be answered. Scriptures tell us that it will be answered. So the key to answered prayer is holy living and knowing the will of God. And the only way that you can know the will of God is by staying in his word, praying and asking his guidance in all things. If we abide in him and he in us and we ask according to his will, then we know that what we ask for will be granted. That is a sustaining factor. We can learn there from Psalm chapter 1 that the Lord hears us and he'll hear us whenever we pray and we call out to him. But if you go back to Psalm 20, look at the second verse there. Psalm 20, verse 2. I forgot to save my spot. I told you all to do it and I didn't do it. Says that he will send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. He will strengthen. There's always a strengthening force when we trust God and we are abiding in him. The strength of the Lord is the force that can take us through any difficulty in life, through any battle, is we draw upon that strength that God gives us. You know, the Apostle Paul, he learned this very, very quickly when he, remember the thorn in the flesh that he had? You know, he prayed three times for it. And God told him, you know, he wouldn't remove it. And then finally, the Lord told him, he says, my grace is sufficient for thee, For my strength is made perfect in weakness. We find that over there in 2 Corinthians 12:9. When we are weak, that's when the strength, that's when the power of God can truly come into our spirit and help us to get through things. There have been times in my ministry that physically I was wiped out. I had difficulty getting into the scriptures and really allowing them to speak with me because I was so tired from the daily grind, the things that I was doing. But when I finally when I got to the point where I was so weak that I didn't want to do much of anything, the Lord was able to speak through me through His Word. And He strengthened me, and I was able to do things that I didn't think I could do before because He gave me that strength. You know, it's so sad that many times we'll try to go through a battle, a difficult time, and we don't trust God. We don't pray to Him. We don't ask Him for help. We try to do it in our own flesh. But it's when we are the weakest, at the weakest point, that's when the power of God can truly come up in us and fill our spirit to be able to do things. That's why later on Paul was able to say, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. When we're weak, that's when the power of God truly can come through us. That's when the world sees God through us. When we're weak in our flesh, but God's Spirit strengthens us and allows us to get through things. That's always, you know, something I've always depended upon is knowing that God will strengthen me when I need it. He'll give me the things that I need when I need it. But, you know, like a lot of people, I try to depend on myself too much. I don't give it over to Him as much as I should. Too many times when we face these difficulties, we try to do it on our own power. We will fail every time. We will fail every time. If we will just simply realize that the only way to truly make it through those difficulties, make it through these battles that we face in life, is to rely on the strength of God. Allow Him to fill us up. Allow Him to use us for what He needs. So those first two verses, there's so much there. You know, strengthen thee out of Zion. He'll send. Have you ever realized that, you know, just when you needed something, God will call somebody to call you or text you and just kind of give you strength, kind of give you encouragement? That's what happens. He said, send thee help from the sanctuary. There have been times that I've had church members call and say something to me just to encourage me, give me strength. And it's something as pastors, we as church members, we need to lift up our pastors in prayer. But we also need to give them words. We also need to say, hey, you know, I've been praying for you. That means more than a lot of things to a pastor, knowing that his people is praying for him. But then if you drop down to verse 7, there's something else that we can learn here. Something else that we see that David relied upon when he went into these tough times. Verse 7, it says, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Though David had problems, though David sometimes would mess up, he had a pretty steady faith, wouldn't you say? He trusted God. He said that he was a man after God's own heart. But he was human. He made mistakes. He had problems. But anytime he was faced with something, he would remember the Lord. He would remember his name. Have you ever noticed that faith flourishes in past blessings? If you're going through something difficult and God helps you to get through that, and you go, wow, that God's hand was all over that. The next time you start to go through something and it's kind of similar, you know, you think back, you know, God got me through that. He'll get me through this one too. And your faith will start to grow. Every time you see something like that come up, your faith will, well, God's already taken care of this. God will get me through this one too. You know, our faith, the more that we see God working in our lives, the more our faith grows. The more, the stronger we become. But we have to keep that faith. We have to remember the name of the Lord. He's the one that gets us through those things. He gives us that faith. If you know what God has done for you in the past, then you have a good indication of what He'll do for you in the future. God doesn't change. If you are abiding in Him, you're doing what you're supposed to, and you go through a difficult time and God gets you through that, He's going to do the same thing in the future. He doesn't change. Just because the situation might change, if you're a child of His, He's going to see you through it. He's going to help you to get through the other things. So it's a good indication of what He'll do for us in the future if we see and we remember what He's done for us in the past. Now, there are too many Christians that fall in difficult times because they fail to realize just who God really is. God is all-powerful. God can do anything. I mean, the God that could part the Red Sea and people walked across on dry land. Have you all ever seen a mud puddle? And after the sun's been out for a while, it looks like it's dry. Have you ever gone out there and jumped in it? What happened? You broke through and mud came out, didn't it? That didn't happen when he's part of the Red Sea. They crossed on dry ground. I think that just shows the strength that God has, that He can do all things. And He had they had, you know, so unfortunately they didn't have faith in Him. We see time and time again where Israel forgets what God did. But how many times do we do the same thing? We forget about what God does for us. We are living in dangerous times. We need to remember the name of the Lord our God. Keep it fresh upon our tongue. Keep it in our prayers constantly. You know, we don't have to have, you know, it's nice to have set times of prayer, but you can pray at any time. And many times it's important that we do that. If something comes up that we need to pray about, pray right then. We had I have a young man that I work with. His grandfather just had a heart attack recently and is in the hospital. And I told him, I said, well, I'm gonna pray for him. And I've prayed for him, and I've sent messages to him a couple times asking how he's doing. He told me a little while ago that he was out of ICU, but his heart rate was still high. So I told him, I'm going to continue to pray for him. And he says, I appreciate that. We have to lift things up and give them over to God because He'll give us the strength. He'll take care of the situations that we go through. You know, Jesus told the Pharisees, ye do err not knowing the Scriptures. Many of God's children lack the enduring faith simply because they don't know, and therefore they can't claim many of the promises of God. Now, how sad is that to know that a Christian, somebody who calls himself a believer, doesn't know all the promises of God? That's kind of sad. It really is. But there are a lot of people out there that they don't know the promises that God has given to us. But when we, like Israel, recognize that we don't have the equipment nor the manpower to fight our enemies, then we will learn to lean completely on God for our victories. Scripture tells us, if God be for us, who can be against us? We need to learn to let go of our pride, let go of ourselves, and let God take over. Notice that he said there, we will remember. You know, it's a good thing to be able to memorize Scripture. Now, I've tried and I try and I try, but I'm probably one of the worst about memorizing Scripture. It just doesn't stick. I remember things here and there, and God always gives me what I need at certain times. But if we could simply memorize the Word of God, we would sure be better off going into battles, wouldn't we? Into difficulties. We need to remember who the Lord is. The way to make it through those difficult times is to remember just who our Lord is and who fights for us, who takes care of us. Notice also in verse 8 here, it says, they are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. We know that the foe has been defeated. He's been secured. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. One spiritual principle that the average Christian has never truly understood is they believe that Satan still has the upper hand in this world. When Jesus died and went to that cross, when he died on that cross and he was buried and he rose again, he defeated Satan. He was done. That victory was for us. Satan has been vanquished. Now, we still go through little struggles. We still go through fights. We know that he's still there. But God is in control of this world. And he keeps him contained. He has, I like to say he's on a short leash. But sometimes we need to be on short leashes too, because we get too far away from God at times. But because of this victory, because of what Jesus did, we can live victorious lives in this present day. We can live victoriously because we know that Jesus has already won the battle. We just simply have to remember what he's done for us. And people say, well, I know what he did on the cross. I know that he died. And I know it says that Satan has been beaten. But he said, I have doubts. I think all of us at times have doubts. But there's references, there are scriptural references that we can look at to see that he truly is defeated, that we can live a victorious life in this present world. The first one I want us to look at is in Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5, verse 17. To show that we can be victorious in this present day. Verse 17 says, "For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ." We can reign victoriously. We can live victorious lives here on this earth, even though we go through problems, even though we don't know the full future. Now, a lot of people think, well, this is later on. This is out in the future. No, this is our present time. This is not future tense here. This is present. We can live that victorious life right now. Another reference to this is found in Revelation chapter 1. Revelation chapter 1. Beginning in verse 5, it says, "And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us, and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." We can live victorious lives now because of what Christ did. He's already won the battle. We just simply have to continue living. And live victoriously for him. Don't allow Satan to fool us, or a word that, I like it sometimes looking at some of the old words, hoodwinked. Don't get hoodwinked by what Satan says. But these verses, they tell us that God has done many things for us. They tell us that God has loved us and continues to love us. One of the most quoted verses, John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe on him shall have everlasting life." We know that because it's true. We know that God loves us. If he didn't love us, he never would have sent Christ into this world. He never would have allowed his Son to go to that cross. But he loved us that much. But these verses also tell us that God has loosed us. Now, every time I think about the word loose, I go to Lazarus over in John chapter 11, verse 44. And I want to turn over there because I don't want to get this wrong. John 11, verse 44. Now, Lazarus had been dead. He'd been in the grave for 4 days. His sister said, "Lord, he stinketh." But John, in verse 43, it says, "When he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, saying, Lazarus, come forth." In verse 44, he said, "And he that was dead came forth, bound head, hand and foot, with grave clothes, and his face was bound with the napkin. Jesus saith unto them, Loose him, and let him go." Now, whenever I read that, I think about when you and I, before we accepted Christ, we were bound hand and foot in sin. Satan had us wrapped up. He had us bound. We were his. But the Word of God got through to us, and we accepted what Christ did. And we say, Lord, I accept what you did. I believe who you are. Save me. And he does, and he looks, and in my mind, you know, preachers do this weird thing. In my mind, I'm sitting there looking, and Jesus is looking at Satan. And he says, loose him. Let him go. Because we're not his anymore. We now belong to the King. We now belong to the Prince. The Prince of Peace. Loose him. But then God also, we see here that he lifted us. You know, we sing that song, Love Lifted Me. We go up on our tippy toes when we say that. But how often has love lifted us out of the problems that we're going through in life? How often do we feel the love of God through somebody that comes to us, helps us to get through a difficult time? God's love does that for us. 2 Corinthians, it says this, Now thanks be unto God, which also causes us to triumph in Christ and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. Folks, we're on the winning team. Victory's already been won. We just simply have to go through the skirmishes until we get there. This world, this flesh that we have, Satan, does not have the upper hand in your life. You don't have to give it to, you don't have to allow them to pull us down. The enemy of our souls is headed to hell. But you, if you are a child of God, are headed to heaven. We need to pray, as the songwriter wrote, I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I onward bound, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. The more that we stay in God's Word, the more that we pray and we seek His will on things, the more that we do these things, He will plant our feet on higher ground. We can never get where we know everything. We'll never get there. But the more that we study, the more that we stay in His Word, we gain just a little bit more and a little bit more until Christ takes us home. New heights I'm gaining every day. How about y'all? Are you gaining new heights every day? Are you staying in the Scriptures? Are you praying and asking God to reveal things to you? The way to make it through any kind of difficulty, any battle that we might face, is to remember that Christ has already won the battle for you, and Satan, the foe, has been secured. He doesn't have to reign over you. We don't have to allow this flesh, this world, to control us and to make us think that we have to do what they think and what they want. And the last thing that I want us to see is in verse 9. It says, Save, Lord. Let the King hear us when we call. Here we see that there is a sheltering fort for us. Now, verse 9, you know, I've heard people say that this first part of verse 9 is one of the shortest prayers. It says, Save, Lord. Do we need long prayers for God to hear us? Do we need to have eloquent words to get God's attention, get His ear? No. Two little words, but they're exactly enough to get us through any problem that we might have. Save, Lord. Isaiah said this, Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, neither His ear heavy, that it cannot hear. God hears us, and His hand is there to help, to give us the things that we need. James also said this, We have not because we ask not. How many times have we failed to ask God to help us with something? Out of stupidity? He's always, when we're in His will, we're doing what He wants. Doesn't He always answer us? And doesn't He always give us what we need? We just too often think too highly of ourselves and don't give enough to Him. Even Jesus Himself admonished, saying, Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. As we get ready to close, I just want to ask you a few things. Or just share a couple of last thoughts. Prayer turns hope into certainty. Many times we forget that. Confidence in the Lord turns defeat into victory. Prayer will carry us where power and our own self will fail. And the last thing, how do we make it through the battles? How do we make it through the difficult times? We take it to that sheltering fort of prayer and ask God to help us and to give us the strength. Let's pray.